right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 6, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Lord God, our Savior, bring us closer. Fill our minds with your wisdom. Give us the wisdom to lead this county, right? All our sins.
Amen.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, let me see here. Do you have it?
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order, and we'll begin under County Commissioners. Item F is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Chris Hinojosa for 8 years and 11 months of service to Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Hinojosa, would you like to come up to the...
Chris, come up, or your wife would have joined you, and Robbie, please. I just want to say that this is a... should be a joyful experience, but it's actually a sad experience because Chris is not ready to retire. He doesn't want to retire, but unfortunately, because of health issues and other things, he's leaving our service at this point in time. But I just want to say, Chris, you've been one heck of a good employee. And again, as I told you before, when you get your health back, come back and see us, okay? Yes, I've got a resolution here I'd like to read on Chris's behalf from the county. Be it remembered at the meeting of the Commissioners Court, Jefferson County, Texas, held on this day, 2012, on a motion made by Commissioner Arnold and a second by Commissioner Weaver, precinct number 2. The following resolution was adopted. Whereas Chris Hinojosa has devoted 8 years and 12 months of his life to the service of taxpayers of Jefferson County, and whereas Chris Hinojosa hired in 2003 as an equipment operator, maintenance worker for the then Jefferson County Precinct 1 Road and Bridge Commissioner Jimmy Coconos, whereas Chris Hinojosa, by demonstrating a special talent, has duly recognized for his ability as a mechanic, and whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold and Superintendent Robbie Griffith promoted Chris to assistant mechanic, and whereas Chris Hinojosa, with his can-do and positive attitude, helped maintain an atmosphere with Precinct 1 Road and Bridge employees that will be missed, and now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Chris Hinojosa for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Chris, I can't say how much you will be missed. And I think by the fact that almost all your crew members, if not every one of them, are here today to see you off, says a lot. And I hope you understand that we all care a great deal about you and your family. And I think Robbie may have, you want to introduce your wife, or you've got some comments you'd like to share with us?
Thank you all very much for everything. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Robbie, you got anything you'd like to say?
Come see me.
Mm-hmm. Miss Hinojosa, thank you for everything.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate everything. Take care of him, will you?
We will.
We want to see him back.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody else would like to comment? With that, let's thank you, Chris. We appreciate you, buddy.
All
also have a flag that's flown over the courthouse, so if you'd come up, or maybe Paul or Robbie would come up and get it for Chris. We've got a flag here for him, I think.
We do, soon as we sign.
Oh, okay.
Come on up, Robbie.
Chris, I know that bench is hard, and I know that you're hurting, so if you do feel like you'd like to leave, please feel free to do so.
All right. Moving back to items under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids for the rebid of the Cardinal Meadows Lift Station project, which is funded by a round one TDRA grant administered by the General Land Office. Item B is to award the rebid of the Cardinal Meadows Lift Station to Utility Specialties in the amount of $146,434. Again, it's a TDRA disaster funded project. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the Sabine Pass Port Authority dredging with Callan Marine Limited in the amount of $720,880. That is a disaster grant funded project. And items D, E, and F are all change orders to the Sabine Nature's Navigation District Control Building Project, which is a Texas Department of Rural Affairs disaster grant funded project. Change order number one is to change order number four is a $5,961.25 increase and a 50-day increase to the length of the contract to replace the power system for the winch brakes numbers 1 through 7. Change order number five is in the amount of $32,143.25, which will address multiple electrical changes, demolition of conduits and materials at gates 7 and 8, and replace formica countertops with concrete, and upgrade the oil and the hydraulic systems to biodegradable oil. Change order number six is a decrease in the amount of $6,452, which removes the relocation of gas-powered hydraulic units from the scope of the contract and credits back for an anchor bolt test at the 7-gate structure. All these changes cumulatively bring the contract to $2,584,251.03, which is a 4.7% change in the total amount of the original contract. Item G is to consider and approve a price increase and under the term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County in the amount shown on Exhibit A. The price increases are due to increased mill costs and will become effective on March 1st of 2012. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional service agreement with Sixel Consulting Group for a traffic retention and leakage study air service development proposal presented to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $10,000. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Sixel Consulting Group for a Network USA 2012 conference air service development proposal presented to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a price not to exceed $10,000. Item J is to receive and file a services and solutions agreement with Xerox for printer maintenance and supplies in the amount of $1,010.86 per month for printers in the county clerk's office. Item K is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
I got a question, Judge, and I'm going back to my normal questioning. These change orders, Dawn, are those change orders coming through your department, and are they justified in every form? Because we don't just do change orders to do it, because that's how monies get escalated out?
No, sir, these change orders are not coming through the engineering office. They're coming through the engineering firm that's handling the project for the Semita Nature's Navigation District.
And we, our agreement, which is set forth with the Sabine Nature's Navigation District, is the Commissioner's Court allocated a certain amount of money for that project. Anything above that allocation comes out of their pocket, out of the disaster allocation. So I know that none of it is, we're not putting the county's general fund at risk for any increases.
Well, I appreciate that being explained, because there's a large number of people in the public just will see change orders, and we deserve to make sure that they understand what is taking place.
Yeah, I think our total allocation for them was about either 1.9 or 2.1, so I think they're actually picking up $400,000 or $500,000 out of their general fund.
Judge, if I...
Yes, sir.
I'd like to have Ms. Hogan Camp speak to H and I. She's going to give a little brief description on those two items.
Both these items are to contract with a consulting firm that does air service development. We have worked with them in the past. The conference that I'm going to go to in early March, called Network USA in Florida, they're going to participate in those meetings with us and help prepare the data that we will need to present to the airlines to present our business case. That is item I. Item H is a portion of that. We're doing a traffic retention study, which otherwise called a leakage study, to show the traffic that we're losing to local neighboring airports. And that information will also be used as part of the data that's put together in a presentation for these airlines that we'll be meeting with.
Judge, Commissioners, this is part of her plan to start looking at things at our airport in terms of air service. And can you speak to the funding of these two items, please?
I apologize. Yes, also, we have worked some items around in our budget so that we can cover this. We didn't specifically note this in our budget. However, we do have funds in our budget to cover it, and we are covering it with our budgeted funds this year.
Thank you.
From this, you're saying we'll be presented to potential airlines to try to attract them, or what? Give us more of that.
Yes, sir. This conference is an opportunity specifically for airports to come and meet with airlines one-on-one, face-to-face. Kind of a rare opportunity, because even if we requested to meet with airlines, it'd be one at a time, whereas this is an opportunity to meet with multiple airlines at one in one trip. I've put in my request for six. They're in the process. The conference sets these meetings up, and so I've requested six airlines. So in the next few weeks, we should get confirmation back on exactly which ones we'll be meeting with. But this firm will specifically tailor the presentations to the airline that we'll be speaking with.
Great.
Thanks for your work on that.
No problem. Thank you.
Any other discussion on any of those items under purchasing? Yes, ma'am. No, it was in the backup, but it's not on this agenda. Let me see. Okay. All in favor of those items under purchasing, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners. Item A is consider, we can table that. Item B is to receive and file amended operations and management agreement between Jefferson County and FMMS Holdings of Texas, LLC, for the operation of the Jefferson County Morgue. Item C is to receive and file the executed general land office contract number 10, amendment number 6, for Hurricane Ike disaster recovery contract. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution allowing the Jefferson County Family Drug Treatment Court to apply for 2012-2013 fiscal year grant funds, grant number 1869007, and to allow the county judge to sign the application. And item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to accept a grant from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office to continue the operation of the Jefferson County Crime Victims Clearinghouse Victims Assistance Center for the fiscal year 2012-2013. This grant is made available pursuant to the Victims of Crime Act, and the matching funds will be in the amount of $8,500, $4,000 of which is in-kind services. Do I have a motion on those items?
No,
we have an agenda. Item G under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for 2-1-1 Day on February 11th. Excuse me. Okay, do we have a motion on all those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
It's a question. Is there a match on the grant, the I guess the resolution for the drug family drug treatment court? Is there a match with that?
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Do we have any 2-1-1 representative here today? Would you like to come up, please? I'd read your proclamation, but I'm about to lose my, I think I need some water, so. Commissioner Weaver will read your proclamation. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Catherine Pace. I'm the operations manager for the 211 call center in Southeast Texas. And we are having an open house this Friday if anyone would like to come and tour the call center. The Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission from 10 to 2.
Well, great. Thank you. All right.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. 211 Day Proclamation. Whereas Jefferson County is served by an active 211 area information center that provides citizens with easy three-digit toll-free telephone access to health and human service information 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And whereas the goal of 211 Area Information Center of Southeast Texas is to link people in need with the appropriate available information and referrals in order to help eliminate problems, improve their lives, and whereas 211 Area Information Center of Southeast Texas, that's a mouthful there, is an intentionally accredited information and referral service staff with trained, certified, and caring staff who are committed to serving the needs of citizens of Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange counties. And whereas 211 Area Information Center of Southeast Texas was the second in the state of Texas and the seventh in the nation to become an accredited information and referral service. And whereas 211 Area Information Center of Southeast Texas is celebrating 10 years of connecting people and services in our community. And whereas 211 Area Information Center of Southeast Texas has partnered with the Texas Information and Referral Network, local information, referral providers, and other 211 Texas Area Information Centers with the goal of providing easy access for all Texans in need of health and human service information referrals. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim February the 11th, 2012 as 211 Day in Jefferson County, Texas, and we urge all citizens to avail themselves of the benefits and opportunities provided by the 211 Area Information Center of Southeast Texas and to complement the efforts of all who serve there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Well, thank you so
much
for coming. Thank you for the work you do for the community.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, moving on under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 because of additional costs for a dump truck in the amount of $1,000. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Precinct 4 additional cost for automobile and truck repair in the amount of $5,000. And regular county bills, check numbers 363026 through 3326. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on under County Clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve and execute an interlocal agreement for the sale of HAVA compliant voting equipment consisting of two Ivotronic voting booths to Jones County. And item B is to receive and file a certificate of completion for Ms. Guidry for the required 20 hours of continuing education for 2011 as prescribed by the Government Code Section 51.605. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford, I guess. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes the items on our agenda. I would like to note that Commissioner Arnold, for the next 2-year term, which began on January 12th, was just elected chairman of the Conference of Urban Counties. And for those of y'all who don't know, the Conference of Urban Counties is made up of the 37 largest counties in Texas, have a very active group up in Austin that tries to make government more efficient by engaging in group buying so that we get lower costs for things that counties get involved in. Of course, they're also very active during legislative sessions in attempts to try to prevent the legislature from, as they're famous for doing, passing down the cost of state government to local governments in the form of unfunded mandates. And so and they keep on top of a lot of policy analysis up there that is really helpful. So we're happy to have Commissioner Arnold leading that organization this year, and we want to wish him all the best and congratulate you on that.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to represent the counties in the state, and believe you, there will be a lot of interesting issues that will come before the legislature in the next session. A lot of them will have a direct impact, both positively and negatively, on county government, form of, as the judge said, unfunded mandates and other things. So I ask all of you who are interested, when we do send out a call for action or a request for information, to try to respond, because I can assist and help you get your message to the right people in Austin that hopefully will be able to help us and the other counties in the state to avoid unnecessary issues with state government. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Judge, for recognizing me. I appreciate that. And while I've got the mic, I'd also like to compliment another commissioner on this commissioner's court, and that's Commissioner Alford. He just finished his term as the chairman or president of the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, and has done an outstanding job. A lot of it had to do with a lot of these disaster recovery grants fell under his period of time as the chairman of that organization. So appreciate your service as well, Commissioner Alford, and look forward to continuing to work with you.
All right, is there anything else that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public? Okay, if not, we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.